you are. I knew you'd be getting off your shift on the bridge soon. I hope you don't mind that I left myself into your cabin. But if you mind your little sister going into your cabin when you're away, you shouldn't have given her access to your lock, I guess. I just wave my wrist implant in the front of the door and it opens right up. I tidied up the place while I was waiting. You're still not used to living on your own, I guess. And having me around to keep your messes under control. But Mom and Dad and our sister aren't used to you being gone either. Once you graduated school and became a legal adult, you got the spot on the bridge right away, which was a huge honor, but it meant you now had quarters near the bridge, which means you live on an entire different ring. Now we only see you on launch day or Captain's Day or other holidays like that. But I didn't just come here because I missed you. Did you notice anything different about your little sister? They didn't change the school uniforms too much this semester, so that's not it. Maybe I've grown an inch since you last saw me? No, that's not it. Maybe my hair is different? Well, I got it cut and dyed again, but that's not it either. Or maybe it's that little light on my wrist implant that's gone from red to yellow. You know, meaning that the ship's computer has authorized me for breeding. Thanks. It's obviously a big honor. I wasn't expecting it for a few years, of course. Maybe never. You know how those things go when there's a current or projected opening for more population on the ship. The ship's computer looks at everyone's DNA and finds the two people that will pass on the best genetics. It's the way it's been done on this ship for over 200 years, and it will continue until we reach the colony someday. The ship liked my genetics enough where it matched me up with someone, even though I'm not legally an adult yet, which is good, I guess. I can still finish school even if I'm pregnant. And when they pick a girl my age, it means they plan on letting her have a lot of babies. I knew who they picked for me. It was all part of the initial communication. I have the right to refuse, of course, but there's our duty to the ship and the mission, of course. Plus, the ship tends to penalize you then by not matching you up for another few more years, no matter how good your genetics are. No, I haven't told them yet. I guess I wasn't sure how. It's someone I know. I mean, of course it is, because I know everyone on this ship. And they're a good person, but it's all very awkward. Because the breeding partner the ship matched me up with is you, my brother. No, this is not a joke. I thought it was at first too, but the ship's computer does not joke. I spent a lot of time talking to it and trying to get some answers, and what it didn't tell me, I was able to figure out by looking over both of our genetic sequences. You know, I've been trained into biogenetics for years now. The ship's so careful to let the right people breed. There's only limited room and resources on board on the ship. The limited genetic stock means that there's potential for undesirable genetic traits or defects to get reinforced. But our ancestors were healthy, and careful eugenics since then has just improved on it. The main worry these days are mutations from what radiation gets through the shielding, and that's why some people never get selected to breed. They've inherited a mutation that the ship doesn't want to pass on. But sometimes there are good mutations too. It's far rarer, but it does happen. And it happened to our parents. That's why they were matched up, and that's why they were allowed to have three children with the same partner, when most couples are lucky to have one. We both inherited it. It's something that actually makes our DNA more resistant to random mutations, which the computer says is a good thing. I get the idea that mutations are becoming more and more of a problem on the ship, although there's nothing official about it, and the ship wouldn't say. But it has to be pretty desperate for it to pair us up for breeding, right? But our genetics are a good match. Our genomes are clean from defect, other than the good ones they're interested in. From a genetic standpoint, there's no reason we shouldn't breed. There's that incest taboo, of course. That's still very real. I don't think the ship has ever made family members this close together breed. But of course, it was probably kept secret if it ever did happen. I'm sure it happens with cousins here, or more distant relationships. At this point, we're all related on the ship, but we're still told it's a bad thing for family this close to breed. I suppose incest still happens. A lot of sexual stuff happens more freely when everyone is on birth control by default. But this would be different. We'd be trying to make a baby. More than trying, it would almost certainly succeed. We'd all be scanned and tested enough where the ship would know if one or both of us weren't capable of reproducing. And now that this light has gotten to yellow, it means my impact is causing me to ovulate and pumping hormones into my system to make me more fertile. Do you think I'm joking about us? Give me a rest. I'll hold my implant close to yours. See how yours cycles between red and yellow now? All you have to do is signal your acceptance to the match, and it will turn solid yellow when you're around me. You'll be fertile too. I thought about this for a long time, obviously. The fact that I'm here and telling you about this should tell you what you need to know. I could have told the computer no, and not told you anything about this entire embarrassing situation, but there is the mission to think about. This mutation is huge, and the ship wants to establish it in the ship's population, but it needs to strengthen it first. Our children would have a dominant version of it. The ship would give them virtually unlimited rights to breed with anyone on the ship so that it eventually became part of the entire crew. But the ship has a fickle side. If we don't agree, it may just decide to not match us up with anyone ever again. And I do want children. You do too. That's central to the mission and to who we are. I guess the urge is strong enough in me that I'd even have my brother's baby. No one needs to know. There are so many anonymous breedings on the ship. Our parents are the exception where they actually married and allowed to have multiple children with each other. Only the computer would know. And us, of course. I don't know if you've ever had sex before. I sure haven't. I know you haven't been chosen to breed before, or you would have told us the honor. But I think you were too busy trying to study for the bridge crew. You didn't have time for sex or fun as well. Well, here's our chance to have sex and to breed. It's all very exciting because of being chosen, but scary because of who we are to each other. But I'd still do it. I probably wouldn't have done it for fun if you'd asked in the past, but I do look up to you so much. I know what's wrong, but now the ship is saying it's okay. Maybe you never wanted to, or maybe just didn't occur to you. Maybe you didn't think I wanted to, but the ship is saying we should. And I'm saying I will if you want. I'll let my brother mate with me. I'll let you impregnate me. All you have to do is accept and turn your light to yellow so you're fertile too. Right now, I think I'd still do it even if you left your light as red and there was no chance of a baby. But if we're gonna have sex, and it should be to reproduce and do our part to the mission. If it helps, I'm not wearing any panties under my schoolgirl uniform. Maybe you won't want to get naked with me. Maybe that would be too weird. But all you need to do is access my pussy, and it's accessible right now. See? I'll lift up my skirt to show you. It's wet, too. I think it's the hormones the implant is putting into my system. Or maybe that I was touching myself a little while I waited for you. I figured that if I was a little horny when you got here, that would give me the courage, and it did. Now it's your turn to show me yours. But I can help with that if you're nervous about it. I remember how I ran my hands over your bridge uniform when you first got it, all over your chest and arms to feel the smooth fabric of it. But I felt muscles underneath. That was more exciting to touch than the uniform, although I didn't want to admit it. But now, I'm rubbing a different part of your uniform. And it's not muscle under there. It's your cock. Oh, this uniform will soon enough attract the girls to have sex for fun. But this cock, I feel this will make it even funner. Let me undo your pants and pull them and your underwear down. Your cock is free now. Just like you're free to have sex with me. To impregnate me if you wish. Just let me hold my wrist to yours again, so the light cycles. Yellow, red, and back again, over and over. Mine is already solid yellow, but if I run my fingers over it like this, when mine is close to yours, it flashes green and yellow now. Just do the same with yours, and we'll both be green, and we can breed just as the ship wants us to. You know it's my greatest wish to have children, and you know how much I adore you. This is the best of both worlds. If you'll accept, please accept. I love you so much, and I want your baby. Thank you, my sweet brother. Our lights are now both bright green, signaling full fertility for both of us. But on a more human level, you're so hard, and I'm so wet. We're here together, and the right parts of us are naked, and your bed is right over there. I'll get into it now, on my hands and knees. Doggy style is one of the recommended breeding positions, and this is the one that intrigues me the most. I hope you don't mind. Then I can lift up the hem of my skirt so you can see I'm not wearing panties and see how wet I am for you. Then you get behind me in your handsome uniform with your even more handsome cock threatening to launch from it. I can feel your weight affect the mattress and then your hands caressing my hips and my bare bottom. Feels so wonderful. Oh. And that feels even better as your cock finally touches my pussy. A shiver of anticipation runs through my body. I'm about to lose my virginity and almost certainly become pregnant. It's a big day for me, so please don't spoil it for me by having a second thought. You need to put yourself inside of me. Your cock, and then your cum. Yes. Grab onto my hips. Use them for leverage. And then drive yourself into me. You've done it, my brother. Oh, you've took my virginity. Unearthed so long ago, this would be a crime. But we have the ship's permission. We are doing a good thing here. Doesn't it feel so good to be inside of my pussy? And won't it feel even better to move in it? Like you should start doing right now. Yes, just like that. See how perfectly we fit together and move together. Even if I'm a little younger than normal, it still works well. But I'm old enough to breed, and that's the most important thing. Old enough to breed now, and for years to come. Keep going. You can go harder. Don't let me being your little sister stop you from fucking me as hard as you want. I'm in good physical shape, and the ship cleared me for this vigorous sexual activity, and the excitement, and hormones, and all of that wants it to be very vigorous. So fuck me harder. Please fuck your little sister harder. Yes. Forget that I'm your little sister. Well, actually, don't forget that, please. But don't let it slow you down or make you drive yourself into me with any less passion. We both need this. Maybe not with each other, but that's what the ship decreed for us. But I think it's working out very well with us. I'm feeling so much pleasure from you thrusting into me from behind. It's not just the hormones either. I think it's you. It's you and your cock that are going to make me come. To make me pregnant. The hormones just help. I'm so ready for you to do both. I want to feel your cum deep inside of me. I want to see my light change to gold to show that I'm pregnant. And eventually to blue or pink depending on if it's a girl or a boy. Most of all, I want us both to come and for it to feel better than anything in the whole ship. Are you ready? Are you ready to come and to impregnate your own sister with your baby? Please do it, my sweet, sweet brother. I've always wanted to be a mother, and I'm so happy to be your lover, and I desperately want to have an orgasm now and to be filled with your cum. That was far more enjoyable than I thought it should have been given we're brother and sister. I feel deliciously naughty right now. But the ship said it was okay. Now lie down next to me while we catch our breath, and I'll let gravity help my fertilization. It shouldn't take long. If a woman is ready, it only takes a few minutes for conception to occur, and the implant makes sure I'm ready. So, Watch the green light on my implant and cross your fingers. It just went gold. Your sperm found my egg and I'm fertilized. There's much more to it, of course, but it started. According to protocol, our duty to each other is over. You've successfully impregnated me. But the hormones, or maybe my body, or any number of things seem to be keeping you so very hard. So, although it's completely unnecessary, at least from a breeding standpoint, we could most definitely do this again if you'd like. And whenever you'd like. Just because I'm getting the baby I wanted doesn't mean there's so much more I want from my big brother. And so much more that I want to give. Oh, I'm so going to enjoy being your breeding partner, big brother.